Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
Just a reminder for today's episode and all future episodes, our opinions are subjective. We don't advocate for kink shaming or author shaming. This is all in good, smutty fun. Enjoy. And don't forget to check out patreon.com/smutupandlisten to listen to the r/smut podcast, where Riley and I will be doing blind reactions every Tuesday to Reddit erotica.
Today's trigger warnings are explicit sexual content.
And this month, we made Riley read Plowed by the Pumpkin King by Juno Delight. And how many stars did you give it on Goodreads, Riley?
I haven't put it on my Goodreads yet, but I'd give it like a solid 3. It was cutesy.
Oh, cutesy. We love that.
It was just a cutesy little story, quick and to the point. Wasn't as funny as I thought it was going to be, but like still cute. It was cute.
Okay.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. We begin in our female main character's POV, and her name is Emily. It's fall in upstate New York. She had a few minutes to spare before her next college class, so she stops to get herself a pumpkin spice latte at the coffee cart. Emily barely makes it to class and sorts through her email, and she sort of pays attention to the lecture going on in the background. She notices an email that says, Friday night, fall fire, at the Ramsey Farm hosted by Kappa Nu. Kappa Nu was known for their wild parties, but were usually super exclusive. Emily deletes the email, thinking she received it by mistake. After class, Emily heads back to her apartment and is greeted by her roommate, Sloan. And I love that name.
I love the great name
Sloan. Mm-hmm. So cute. And Miss Sloan was exiting the steamy bathroom, kissing some random name. And this wasn't unusual for Sloan. She loved to bring men back to their apartment.
Get it, girl.
And this man is named Clark.
Just reminds me of Clark Griswold.
I thought of Clark Kent.
Thinking of Clark from The Office, like Dwight Schrute Jr.
Oh, yeah. I thought of no one.
Oh, okay.
Empty up here.
No thoughts, just vibes.
Mm-hmm. Smooth brain. Sloan is shocked to see Emily home already and asks if she's going to go to the fire tonight and tells her Kevin will be there. And then it clicks. That's why she received the invite. Kevin was a cute barista who worked at the school bookstore, and he was also a Kappa Nu brother. Emily has had the fattest crush on him since orientation, but some hot bitch always seems to swoop in before Emily could get the chance. Sloan begs Emily to go, and Emily tells her, maybe.
Just go, Emily.
Yeah, bitch.
You whore.
You stupid slut. After over an hour of rummaging through her entire wardrobe, Emily settles on a cute pair of black short overalls and puts her hair up in a high ponytail. And she sets off to the Ramsey Farm. The giant billboard at the entrance to the farm read, Ramsey Farm, fall fun for all, corn maze, pumpkin patches, and farm fresh food, home to Max's Pumpkin Kingdom.
Sounds spooky. I love it.
Emily scans the crowd and quickly sees Sloan with her tongue down Clark's throat. With a blanket in hand, Emily makes her way through the crowd of sorority girls and meathead boys to see Kevin standing on the other side of the bonfire. Emily could swear their eyes meet, and he gives her a little nod. Emily gets nervous and darts away, finding the keg line. That's what I would do if I were in her shoes. I'd be like, oh my god, don't look at me. With a beer in hand now, Emily was ready to go get her mans. But by the time she gets back to the fire, Kevin is gone. She's not giving up this easy tonight, so she wanders the party like a lost little puppy, but she ultimately loses hope and leans against a hay wagon, trying to regroup. She then started to hear what sounded like heavy breathing and soft moans, and the wagon starting to rock and creak. Someone was having sex in the wagon.
Who's frickin' in the wagon?
Sloan! Who is it? Is that you, Sloan? Emily is obviously a little creeped out, but she's like also curious. So Emily sneaks around the corner to peek in the wagon to see who it is. And that's, like, so brave, because I would never.
No.
No.
And then she hears the woman moan, Kevin.
Oh, no.
Kevin, you sleazeball. Emily is mortified and drops the beer, running away as fast as she possibly could. She soon finds herself lost in a pumpkin patch, seething with rage and no clue where to go. She screams, fuck Kevin and fuck this party. God, would someone just fuck me?
Oh, don't say that.
Is Sloane fucking Kevin?
It wasn't Sloane.
Okay.
Good.
I thought so too, though. I thought so too. Something then quickly swept her feet from under her, knocking her to the ground and smacking her head against a pumpkin. She blacks out.
Isn't your head harder than a pumpkin?
I would assume so.
I feel like your head would just, like, hurt the pumpkin.
Yeah. Maybe she got stemmed.
These are sturdy, strong, well-fed pumpkins.
I just pictured, like, something like the Kool-Aid man, like, tackle her to the ground. I don't know why, but the way that you described it.
It's the pumpkin king.
Yeah. We are now in Max's POV. It was 2020 when Max first met Emily. Mr. Ramsey had just won the country fair's giant pumpkin competition, and he held a Halloween costume contest titled Pumpkin King and Queen.
Is Max the pumpkin king? Don't tell me.
Why are you asking?
I don't know.
Shut up, Charlotte.
Yeah, idiot.
God, sorry.
5'8 and a face full of freckles like cinnamon on top of a latte. Just like the clever skin, silky, creamy, toasted. Short but curvy, her chocolate brown hair tied back in a high ponytail. All the girls were dressed as cats, nurses, and bunnies, but not Emily. She was a baker, and a sexy one at that. She'd sprinkle flour on her face and wore a tiny bodysuit under an apron that made it look like she was naked from the front. So that was Max's first time seeing Emily, and he said, hot.
Just a flesh-colored bodysuit with an apron and flour, and he's like, damn.
He said, I wanna fuck that. 3 years later and she's back, but something feels different this time. She was still just as gorgeous, looking fine in her black overalls. She was wandering around his patch. He could feel her want and her need. He heard her command, so he acted. We're back in Emily's POV. Emily wakes up, slowly blinking her eyes, trying to figure out what the fuck is going on. That's when she notices her entire body is covered in vines. The vines were moving all throughout her body, and one small curly vine slipped through her overalls and made its way to her nipples. This is like a nightmare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To just be held down by vines as they're like
tickling your nipples.
Sexually touching you.
This is very corn daddy.
Yeah. It is very corn daddy. It tightened and loosened around her nipple, and she's thinking to herself, am I getting turned on by a plant? Yes.
Yes, you are.
Yes, ma'am. Another vine crawled its way up her thigh, and she is hella soaked. The vines around her ankles spread her legs apart, and another thin vine slipped into her panties and began to play with her vagina. She was absolutely digging this leafy play. And it's been a hot minute since she's been dicked down, so she's like, okay, I'm for it. I'm doing it.
Give me that vine.
I mean, I guess if I was, like, absolutely desperate, maybe stick a little up there, play with it a little bit, but...
It's just a leaf.
She's all about it. This leafy play.
Okay.
The vines then loosen and retreat down her body, leaving her aching for more. She hears a whisper in her ear that says, I need your permission.
Uh-uh. Hell no.
Consent is key. We love that.
Consent is sexy.
It is, but from the depths of nowhere after a plant just was rubbing one off on you, like...
A little spooky. A little spooky, I will say. Max cradles her body in his vines. He needs Emily here with him, in his realm. He could feel her warm pussy juice on his vines, and he knew he needed to taste her. He wanted to press his dick against her and feel her juices run over his tip. He knew she was ready to come. The voice shook Emily, and she looked up to see what she thinks is a man, his body hovering closely over her.
His tall, muscular body towered over mine. Vines ran along his arms and legs like they were a part of him, veiny yet smooth. His skin had a greenish tone, but not in a swamp monster kind of way. It was cool to the touch, like the skin of, well, a pumpkin. His hair was a scruff of crawling vines. I should have been afraid, but I couldn't look away. His eyes were dark like a midnight sky.
Wow.
He sounds scary.
He sounds terrifying.
Yeah.
Was he a person in 2020?
No.
Oh.
He was still kill the Pumpkin King.
Okay. Okay.
For some reason, Emily wasn't afraid. She asks him what he is. And this kind of hurts his feelings, so he backs away.
I am the king of the pumpkin patch. The great pumpkin himself. What the fuck? A pumpkin?
He's just a pumpkin.
He's just a pumpkin. That's all he is.
He's the great pumpkin from Charlie Brown.
Yep, a big, round, orange pumpkin.
That's on my hear me out cake.
He tells her he heard her plea. He felt her body begging. He tells her his name is Max, and he is the prize-winning pumpkin, living forever in this patch. He is the king of the pumpkin people, passing his lineage down, continuing to produce winning pumpkins for the farmer to keep his farm profitable and the pumpkin people alive. He steps closer to Emily, putting a hand on her hip and pulling her close to him. He tells her he brought her to his realm as queen. He is nothing but seed, but her, she is different. She has desires and he can feel them. He takes his other hand and brushes it between her legs, sending a hot rush to her core. He tells her the veil is thin this time of year, so he could bring her to his realm and touch her and take care of her if she allows. And she immediately spreads them legs for him. She says, yes, yes, I will. But then they hear a voice from behind them say, King Max. Max spins around, hiding Emily behind him, and says, you've left the feast? And the other guy is like, the humans are rowdy tonight, eh? You can't protect the patch all on your own. And Max says, you doubt your king, Thomas. And Emily could feel Max's body tense.
Thomas.
Thomas. The pumpkin people and Max had one job, to protect the patch. Thomas must have followed him out there. If he discovers Emily in their realm, all hell would break loose. Thomas tells Max he would never doubt the king, and Max tells him to return to the feast and make sure the children have been fed and the women are taken care of.
That's a king.
A provider.
Emily traced her fingertips along Max's back as he spoke to Thomas. Once Thomas left, Max grabs Emily, lifting her up, and tells her she absolutely cannot get caught here. Mutiny would rise. He shook her shoulders as he told her this, and he could see the fear on Emily's face, so he sets her down and takes a step back. But Emily moves closer to him, her look of concern turning into desire.
Why?
I don't know. He pulls her in and she tells him she needs him, and he tells her to beg for it then, as he slips a leg between her legs so that her warm cunt is pressed against his thigh. He tells her to beg for it again and she yells, fuck me, Max. Fuck me now.
My feet were swept out from under me, but I didn't fall. Instead, the vines keep me hovering above the ground like I'm sitting on an invisible countertop, ready to receive his girthy stem.
Oh, his stem. Max explored Emily's body, passionately kissing along her neck. He licked her from neck to puss, and now he is nose to clit with her throbbing pussy. He started munching away, and she was loving it. After she came, he tells her they need more space, and he picks her up and carries her away. When Emily wakes up, she's laying in a bed of pumpkin leaves. Emily asks Max where they are, and he tells her this is his home. It's made up of all of his vines. Emily shivers and moves closer to Max, and he says, you're cold, my queen. And Emily is like, you keep saying that. I am not a queen. I'm not even a pumpkin. And Max is like, yes, huh? Remember, you were crowned pumpkin queen 3 years ago. And she has to tell him that was not real, and it was just for fun. And Max is, like, offended by this. And he says, well, it was real to me.
Aw, poor Max.
And then Max pulls Emily onto him so that she is now straddling his lap face to face. He tells her he knows that humans don't satisfy her, and he could hear the desperation in her voice. And she's like, okay, first of all, humans aren't that bad. And what would you know? You're a pumpkin. And she's saying this as she's like rocking on his dick. So he says, prove it.
Oh.
What? Prove that you're not a pumpkin? They frantically undress, and he's got a titty in his mouth as his vines work their way up her thigh, pulling her panties to the side. She is dripping for her pumpkin king. He asks if she's ready, and before she can say anything, her panties are ripped off and he thrusts his throbbing dick deep inside her. And she's already coming.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
They went 0 to 100.
They did.
He's pounding into her when he flips her onto her stomach, slaps her ass, and rails himself inside her from behind. He wraps his hand around her ponytail, pulling her head back and biting her neck. And when I was reading this, I was like, okay, Pumpkin King.
He's got game.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, go off.
Honestly, I didn't know that a pumpkin could even fuck or that I would be into fucking a pumpkin. I mean, if the pumpkin's going to manhandle you like this, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it. They're getting closer to their climax and she tells him she needs him and he tells her to say it again. Max pulls out and Emily flips onto her back so she can watch Max come all over her stomach. Max then licks up her body and Emily's body is begging for more. She tells Max to lay down. It's her turn to pleasure him. Max may as well be in love. He had never felt a release like that before. Pumpkin sex doesn't even come close to the sex that he's had with Emily. Max did as he was told and laid down, and he watched as Emily slid down his body till she was face to face with his big fat cock. Those are my words.
Wow.
She wrapped her hand around his shaft and licked him, based a tip, stopping to swirl her tongue at the tip. Max is absolutely feral for this. He's never had a blowy like this before.
Yeah, how does a pumpkin give a blowjob?
I think they're like people.
Pumpkin people?
Just made of pumpkin.
Right.
Gulping at my dick, she started to let out matching moans. I thrusted my hips, deepening her swallow. No pumpkin had ever done this. And if this is what humans get to feel, I only wish I were human too.
Aw, poor guy. Max's head shot back and then he exploded a big ol' load into her mouth.
A fucking pumpkin spice latte. His cum tastes like a fucking pumpkin spice latte. Do I need to say that again? A fucking pumpkin spice latte. If human cum tastes like pumpkin spice lattes, I would give so many more blowjobs. It would be insane.
I mean, yeah.
Honestly.
I'm just glad it's a pumpkin spice latte and not like pumpkin seeds.
Pumpkin puree?
Yeah.
Just pumpkin pie filling?
Oh, I'd be down for pumpkin pie filling. After a thorough dick sucking, Emily collapses next to Max on the bed and drifts off to sleep. However, she is soon woken up by Max's fingers parting the lips of her still wet cunt. They fool around for a little bit before Emily says she wants to show him something. She turns around, getting on top of him. It's reverse cowgirl time.
Woo, yeehaw.
Get it, girl.
Yeah. She bounces on his dick and he is super into it.
I could hear Max choke on his own moans, his own pleasure, as he filled me with his hot, sweet, pumpkin-spiced cum. An orgasm rippled through my body. I thought I could move and work through it, but I began to collapse against him in exhaustion. He didn't stop, though. He continued to thrust his hips up, the sloshing noise of his hot cum lubricating his shaft in and out of my wet, throbbing opening.
Oh. They then go for another round, and at this point I'm like, your vagina.
Yeah, she must be so tired.
It's also a stem.
Yeah.
So ouch. Even worse.
During their fucking, they hear a pounding at the door. They could hear the pumpkin people shouting and making threats at the door. Max tells Emily they have to leave now, and Emily says she thought they were safe there, his fear sending her into fight or flight. Max is absolutely panicking now. He's like ignoring Emily because he's like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? He tells Emily to put on her clothes, so she does, and he throws her on his back and charges through the front door. They were surrounded by cruel jack-o'-lantern faces while vines ripped through the air. Emily buried her face into his back as they ran and ran. The crowd behind them grew quieter as they traveled, and eventually Max's pace slowed and he collapsed. Emily rolls off of him and examines him. He was severely injured. His breathing was labored, and he wasn't saying anything. Emily rolled him onto his back and began to sob on his chest, begging him to open his eyes. She grabbed his face and kissed him repeatedly. Max reached his hand up to her face, his eyes fluttering open just for a second. He managed to crack a smile and seconds later took his last breath. Emily couldn't stop crying and screaming as she rested on his chest.
What?
She cried herself into exhaustion and fell asleep, unable to keep her eyes open any longer. He's dead.
But what happened?
What the hell? The jack-o'-lanterns got him.
They whipped him.
They would just kill their king like that?
It was mutiny.
Yeah, because he brought a human into their realm.
How did they kill him?
Pumpkin magic.
A jolt of adrenaline wakes Emily up and there was no Max. No pumpkin patch. She was surrounded by the still bustling party. Sloane stumbles over and asks where she's been all night. And Emily is honestly just as fucking confused as she is, but tells her she thinks she hit her head. Sloane says, here, this will help, and waves her beer bottle in her face. It smelled of pumpkin spice. Emily takes a drink from Sloane's warm beer and says, let's get out of here. It's 3 days later now.
Pumpkin spice latte for Emily, extra creamy.
Kevin's voice echoed through the bookstore coffee shop.
Did you guys like that?
Yeah.
Fucking Kevin.
Emily grabs the cup and Kevin tells her he hasn't seen her in a while, and Emily lies, telling him all of her classes are on the other side of campus. But truthfully, Emily hadn't even thought of Kevin. All she thought about was Max. This pumpkin spice latte was the closest thing she could think of to actually touching him. Emily wasn't down to exchange pleasantries with Kevin today. She just wanted to go home. Sloane asks if she can borrow a dollar from Emily, so Emily reaches into her pocket and she pulls out a dollar, as well as three large pumpkin seeds. Confusion and intrigue wash over. Did Max put these in her pocket? Was she supposed to plant them? Sloane tugged Emily's arm towards the counter, knocking the seeds onto the floor. Emily fell to her knees to pick them up, and Sloane says, what the hell? Pumpkin seeds? What you trying to do? Grow your own patch? And Emily thought to herself, maybe that's exactly what she needs to do. The end.
What? Psychological thriller. Holy smokes.
I know. Really
got
to there.
There was murder. There was mystery.
Romance. Pumpkins.
So there's no epilogue or anything? It's just like, you'll never know if she made her own patch.
It just says more to come, ..
Okay.
More to C-U-M.
Oh.
What'd you guys think?
I give it 3.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jenna's like, 5-star.
No, honestly, I'm just like, give me more. Maybe. There is potential.
It was short. It was a little shorty.
It was.
Do you think Max the Pumpkin King is a hottie?
No. He sounds terrifying.
Kinda.
But he's a sweet guy.
I could get down with it.
The Uggos can be good guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And he's a king. He's got power. Power is sexy.
Until you die by the hands of your people.
That's true. It's true. Yeah.
No third act breakup, just a third act death.
Yeah. The most permanent breakup of it all.
Truly.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.
All right. Well, if you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom. And we'll see you later, you horny little rats.
Bye.